Good afternoon and God bless. Thank you again so much for tuning in here to Hope Ministries. I am your podcast host, Kenny. I hope everyone has enjoyed their day thus far. I hope that you're able to go outside and experience this beautiful weather we're having here in New York. Man, it's just so inspirational for me because I know that we're less than a month away from getting into the springtime, back to soccer, back to football, back to basketball outside. I mean, any outdoor activity I love doing. So that's pretty cool in and of itself. And if you're working, you're at school, don't worry about it. You have plenty of time because when the springtime comes around, we have plenty of beautiful days out. But also, I want to address something too. Anyone going through struggles, anyone going through repetitive, you know, I guess moments of negativity or just not being able to, I guess, to kind of, you know, to flow in life, right? I want to comfort you with this verse here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, what happens to be the word of the day. And it says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." So today, if you're going through tough moments, if you're going through struggles, if you're trying to persevere through anything, any storm you're going through, listen, God was going to comfort you so you can then take that comfort you have received and give it to somebody else who's in need as well too. So hope that inspires you. But without further ado, I want to get into the topic of today, which is a major one for me, and I just found out last night officially, so I wanted to share it today. And about a month ago, I'll give you a backstory first. About a month ago, my mother had spoken to me about a wedding happening in Colombia, and it is my dad's cousin's daughter's wedding over there. And you know, I said, listen, that's pretty cool. And she told me, hey, we got invited. And I said, that's cool, mom and dad going back to Colombia, that's great. I'll hold on the fort here while you guys are over there, so that's great news. But then she said, hey Ken, but I want you to come with us. And you know, honestly, I've been like going through moments where like my parents travel and I'm like, yeah, that's good, you guys should go, there'll be a time where I go with you guys, but now it's not the moment, you know. And I realized I've been doing that a lot, and I did it this time again. I said, mom, you guys go, I'll handle everything here, and we'll go to Colombia a different date. But I actually recently had a sit down with my girlfriend, and she really changed the perspective of everything when she said this. You know, my girlfriend is so wise, so soothing. She just knows how to be inspirational and kind of just, you know, weigh the positives higher than the negatives. And she said, you know what, Ken? When's the next time you're going to have the opportunity to sit down with your family in Colombia, all together in the same place, and to vacation and to preach the gospel to them? I said, you know what, babe? You're absolutely right. You made so much sense with that. It was already provoking enough that you said, you know, you said that I should go to Colombia and vacation, right? But again, to preach the gospel, to share the man that God has made me into, I mean, those are also very, very motivational for me. So I am announcing right now here on my podcast first that on March 21st through March 30th, I will be returning to Colombia after almost 17 years. I'll be traveling with my parents and my aunt Alma. This is gonna be so inspirational, so big for me, and it's a milestone for me because I know God already knew that I wanted to go back to Colombia, and obviously in His timing. And I want to get into that actually because I've given so much to the Lord in the past 3 years. Not that I'm boasting about it, I'm saying I wanted to give all to God so I can restart my life, so to speak. And everything I gave to Him, I know He's going to give back to me at some point. He's going to give me even greater than what I expect. And even my travel plans, there was times where I wanted to go to so many places and be with certain people, but I said, you know what, Lord, I got to serve You first. And I want to express this to anyone who's booking flights, anyone going on vacations, anyone who wants to travel a lot. You know, always put these things in God's hands, whether it be a hobby, a plan, whether it be an idea, put them in God's hands because He knows the plans He has for you. He knows the desires of your heart, and He knows when everything's going to take place. So the best thing you can do is serve the kingdom, serve Him wholeheartedly, and He'll open these doors. I mean, this year, I'm going to Colombia in March, and then I'm going to Venezuela in May, and this is the beginning. We have so much more coming down the pipeline, and I want to just continue to express that when you give God glory, when you put Him first, so many doors open. Just supernatural. I mean, I'm not paying a dime for this trip, you know, neither for this or Venezuela. So that's just inspirational for me, and I hope it inspires anyone out there who's listening. But yeah, back to this, the actual event. It's my father's cousin's daughter's wedding. It's going to be about 300 guests. It's going to be a black tie event. I mean, hey, I love dressing up, so this is going to be right up my alley, right? And it's also going to be basically a family reunion. So many people are going to be there. Again, 300 guests plus. So it's going to be something that's going to be pretty awesome. And the secondary part is that I haven't been able to ever experience Colombia, I guess, with a conscious level. I mean, when I was 12 years old, when I was there, 13 years old, and I kind of did everything my parents wanted to do. But now I get to go to the beaches, I get to go to any landmarks, any place they want to take me to. I get to experience the food and kind of know what I'm doing. So that's going to be pretty cool for me to go through. And now this time around, I can actually speak Spanish. I mean, I struggled as a kid to speak Spanish, and now I'm able to communicate and even learn more. And I also feel like God is preparing me with this trip to go to Venezuela when I preach there in Spanish. So again, so much happening, but I hope, again, the main focus is I'm going back to Colombia, guys. Please keep me in your prayers. I know that the Lord is going to use me over there the same way he uses me here. I will be having podcast episodes over there as well too. Maybe some in Spanish, maybe some in English. I don't know. I got to see how it goes. But I thank you so much, guys, for tuning in, for inspiring me to do these podcasts, to create these episodes. And again, keep me in your prayers. I love you all very much. Have a great day. Please, if you have an opportunity, go out there and enjoy this beautiful weather. And I'll be seeing you and hearing you all very soon. I love you guys and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.